Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
ESG, or environment, social and governance issues, have been under attack since electorates on both sides of the Atlantic moved to the right. Trump has ordered an end to all diversity programs. But what about here in Ireland? Should we stick with ESG matters and do our bit to protect the environment and minority groups? My next guest certainly thinks so, and that's why her company Repack is sponsoring the ESG Award as part of the Newstalk Changemaker Awards. Zoe Kavanagh is the boss of Repack. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning, Joe.
Remind us what Repack does.
Repack is the not-for-profit organisation responsible for building a circular packaging economy. We are a membership-based organisation, and our members' income funds the recycling of Ireland's packaging waste. In other words, this is business funding recycling. The funding we get in goes towards recycling and collecting the household and commercial bins. It funds the glass bottle banks, and it also funds the bring centres. So all the packaging
paid
waste...
Paid for by companies.
So their obligation under the regulation is to fund 80% of the cost of recycling the packaging material they place on the marketplace. Mm-hmm. We have 3,500 members today. We have an income of about 48 million euro. And we take that income and then we sit with the waste industry, which is privately operated by over 100 collectors and 8 big sorting centres. And we lay out a subsidy framework, helping to recycle the more difficult materials by providing a higher subsidy. So plastic would be an example of a material that requires a high subsidy to reach that recycling target. And as a result, today, Ireland is compliant on the recycling of all materials except plastic. Plastic is becoming the problematic material, and we're operating under a new regulation now.
And that new regulation has been passed by the European Union and should come into force by the middle of next year?
Correct. It was passed in February.
And it's going to be pretty onerous on some companies.
Yeah, the best way I can describe the new regulation is moving us from a linear approach to packaging waste. We were really focused on recycling to now truly a circular approach. So the recycling targets increase. Currently, Ireland is at about 61% recycling of packaging waste. We need to get to 65%. But plastic is at 33% and we need to get to 50%.
And where does that plastic end up now, before this regulation comes into force?
So what's happening with plastic today in Ireland, it's being collected out of the bins. It's being sorted into various plastic waste streams. And about 95% of that is sent off the island to be recycled. So what
the problem is shipped overseas.
It's shipped overseas, but it is fully traceable and it is certified. But what we need to do now is place less packaging on the marketplace, and the packaging we are putting on the marketplace needs to be designed for recycling. So this new regulation...
Which is easier in some industries than others. For example, we've just been speaking to the building sector there, and they're very heavy products, and that needs to be wrapped in a certain way. It's not going to be as easy for them, is it?
Well, actually, we would see the big opportunity for reuse and reduce in tertiary and secondary packaging. So the packaging that goes around pallets, the packaging, you know, that sort of wraps the packaging in the first place. And then actually in the primary packaging, what, you know, consumers touch, feel and see on shelf.
Yeah.
The job of work there for Ireland is to transition out of complex composite plastics into more simple materials. So the simpler the material, the easier it is to recycle.
Now, I mentioned my outset, the trend away from ESG. It's been the topic of the previous decade, but politically, we're moving to the right and a lot of people are pushing back hard against ESG. Does that not make your job much tougher?
Ironically, we're doubling down on our ESG commitment. Because
you say we, Repack, or we the Irish government?
We, Repack, and I would say we, the members, and we, the regulations. So today, for example, 60% of businesses are members of Repack funding the recycling of Irish packaging. That means 40% are effectively free riders. Mm. The new regulation demands that all economic operators are a member of a compliance scheme. Mm-hmm. So now they're going to have to fund their obligations, but for the right reasons. You know, we have one planet, but we have various, we've changing people and we have a constant planet. And I think the commitment to ESG is about integrity. It's about doing the right thing And actually, while there is a layer of bureaucracy associated with a lot of our regulation in Europe, it's becoming abundantly clear now that we need to simplify our approach to getting the jobs done that should be done. And I think there will be an ironic alignment of harmonisation and standardisation in the face of those who are challenging ESG. I think it actually will, certainly in this Western world here in Europe, cause us to come together, stand up and do the right thing.
Wonderful. Well, best of luck with that, Zoe. That is Zoe Kavanagh, the Chief Executive of REPAC, which is sponsoring the ESG Award as part of the News Talk Changemaker.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.